to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
We'll be departing momentarily for the main terminal. Whether you are here on business, returning home, or visiting our world-class attractions, welcome to Orlando and Central Florida.
Hello, this is Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Welcome to the City Beautiful. You probably know Orlando for its world-class theme parks and attractions. However, there is so much more to do and enjoy, from our professional sports, high-tech and emerging medical industries, to our vibrant arts community. There is something for everyone. Enjoy your visit.
Please hold on to the handrails. The shuttle is approaching the main terminal building. When the shuttle stops, please exit and follow the signs to Baggage Claim A. Resort and other ground transportation options are on level 1.
Hello and welcome to show number 73 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed, and this is it. As you might have picked up from the last couple shows, the other hosts, that's Sam, Jimmy, and Jen, are all down at Walt Disney World. And instead of just me babbling on, what we decided to do, and it actually worked out well, was that Sam and Jen on Sunday night at the beginning of the monorail meet that they had were having a conversation about the run events that went on down at Walt Disney World this weekend, or this past weekend. And it was a really great conversation, so I want to pass that on to you. I also have two other clips. Now, the first one you just heard, and to me, that's the official first ride whenever I come to Orlando, taking that shuttle from the airport from where you land to where your baggage is. And that's a little bit of the monorail message they give you. And toward the end of the show, you might hear a little bit of one of the saddest messages you're going to hear when you go to Orlando. But between that, we've got Sam and Jen talking all about running at Walt Disney World. So take it away, Sam.
Thanks, Ed. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and I am here at Narcoosie's with Jennifer.
Hey, how are you doing?
What is happening?
Not much. Been up a long time.
You have been up a long time. This is a perfect end cap to what has been quite a weekend for you.
Yes, yes.
So I run Disney, right?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it. I've looked at it from the outside personally, and I've wanted to get involved. Sort of tell me, you're down here for this last slipboard challenge, whatever that is. So tell me a little bit about what's happening.
So this weekend is the Princess Half Marathon weekend, and it seems like every year, or at least every few years, they've added a new race. You know, it's the half marathon, and then there's a family 5K and the 10K, and at this point there is the 5K, the 10K, the half, and then if you do the 10K plus the half, so the 10K is on Saturday, which is 6.2 miles. And then the half marathon, 13.1 miles, Sunday morning, if you complete both of those and you get the glass slipper challenge.
Which is all about the medal that you're wearing here.
I only wore one.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's, it's beautiful.
It is very nice.
But like wearing three medals felt, I honestly feel a little weird wearing one. But yesterday we were at Downtown Disney and two different places were like, you know, if you'd have worn your medal, you'd have gotten free socks at Little Miss Mashed and a free drink somewhere else. I'm like, well, then we're going to bring them. So he has this in his pocket.
Okay, that's good. So I also saw that early on, it was Friday was the 5K, is that what you said?
Yes.
So 5K is more my style. I noticed it was the frozen 5K.
And it was apparently appropriate because on Saturday at the 10K, I was freezing. And the DJ there said, it's 10 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. And I cannot imagine because I was literally, I mean, I was shivering uncontrollably. It was so cold. Like, and I came from a wind chill of negative 25 on Friday morning when I flew in. And then... But Saturday morning, and I was in shorts and a running skirt, so like I wouldn't be wearing that at home. But it was like probably 40 and windy and dark. It was really cold. So
let's back up a second. Back to Run Disney, and then we'll get into the events that happened this weekend. So RunDisney.com. This is Disney's running. 5K, 10Ks. It's not competitive. More, it's participation. Get the medal.
Yeah.
And to me, it looks like all of the months of the year that aren't really hot, there's some kind of race happening, right?
Yes.
And it's more of a a way, in my opinion, for Disney to sell rooms and get people down here. But it just seems to have taken off over the last 10 years,
and to sell entries, because it is by far the most expensive entry I ever pay anywhere. Like, they are, the race registrations are twice as expensive as other places, but the races are twice as fun. Like, I think there's nothing like them. So, and it's not competitive. What's really cool is that, you know, when I first started, my first race was 2007, and I had run.
So how did you start in 2007? That's your first race.
Well, I had run 1 mile in high school, you know, or even junior high, you know, like gym, you have to run 1 mile, mm-hmm. and it was like the worst day of my life every year. I like hated it. My husband was a runner, and we didn't really come to Disney World a lot, so I said, you know, I will run a half marathon with you if we can go to Disney World to do it. It was sort of an excuse.
That excuse.
But in the year and whatever it took to come to that date that we had signed up for, we started coming like 3 times a year. So I'm like, okay, this was a really terrible like buy-in. I didn't have to run to come.
But that's okay. Yeah. Running to come here, that's okay.
Yeah.
So 2007 all the way to 2015, it keeps growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed is, maybe I'll run that 5K. They're always sold out if I want to go to do this. So this is something that you have to really plan for, to say, I want to participate and run Disney. I'm going to run a 5K. It's not going to be competitive. I'm going to do it to stay in shape, something along those lines. I want to get the medal, which I think everybody wants.
Yeah.
Where the heck do you start?
Well, actually, the RunDisney.com website is certainly the place to do it. And really, the coolest thing about it, I think, is it's certainly, on one hand, not competitive. They have a 16-minute per mile pace, which is kind of, some other races are like that. Others are, it's slower than some races to where, so that means that if you maintain that pace, then you're allowed to finish. If you start dropping behind that, then they'll pick you up in a van. I've heard they're very, very nice about it and very encouraging,
the
even if you don't,
yes,
the sweeper
of.
Buses
but
and the vans.
The
and
sweeper buses are set for what, a 16-minute mile or something?
Yeah, so they are, it's very doable. It's very doable.
It's doable. So to put that in perspective, that's a brisk walk.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Not running.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday we did the 10K, and because we knew we were doing the half today and we didn't really train for those back-to-back races, we absolutely walked the whole thing. You're laughing because that's my MO, right? I never trained appropriately
for
races.
Well, because I'm asking that, I'm laughing because I probably wouldn't train either.
Well, we did the full last year, and I think I ran 9 miles before completing that, and that's not wise because that makes the 16-minute mile pace. After 26 miles, it gets long. But there are really, like, top-notch athletes here, too. One of the runners that did the princess today, she holds the female world record for marathon times. So, I mean, there are people that are here that are running quickly, but the atmosphere, there's so many people that are not, they're running their first race, that the DJs before each corral start would ask how many people are running their first race. You see people of like all fitness levels, a lot of people running their first races, a lot of people walking a lot. So it's really just, and everyone's, well, most people, we ran into a couple that were surprisingly rude, but for the most part, they're so, everyone's so friendly, so encouraging, and so, just, everyone wants you to have fun and to succeed.
So you mentioned corral.
Yes.
So the race starts, what time did the race start for you this morning?
5:30.
So 5:30 it started. What time did you have your alarm set for to be at wherever you needed to be at 5:30?
Well, if you are ever on property for race weekend, running or not, the traffic patterns all change. The traffic is pretty awful. Roads are closed.
Yep.
Everything is different because a lot of people are going to the same place at the same time. So we woke up at 3 o'clock both days. Yes, 3 a.m.
So I left Magic Kingdom at 2. So you
yes,
know,
you were still awake. We went to bed last night at like 9:30 or 10 because 3 a.m. comes awfully quickly.
Okay.
So we were not out. But it, the buses, they tell you you have to be on the bus by 4 in order
so
to
where
guarantee
did you stay?
Corral placement. I stayed at Animal Kingdom.
Okay, so there's a special set of marathon buses?
Every on-property resort has marathon buses that take you to the expo and then to each of the races. They run pretty much, they're actually, I like them better than the Disney buses. They run like every 5 or 10 minutes. There's just bus
okay,
after bus
so this
after
is
bus.
Just keep it going.
Yeah,
they
but they say
so
you
get
have
there.
To get, you have to get on the bus by 4 to guarantee corral placement.
Okay.
But
so corral placement is based on your time. You're getting on
yes.
the bus, you're getting up awfully early, you're
yes.
dressing somewhat warm, but yet you
yes.
have to be prepared for a race.
Yes.
That makes
yes.
it a little tricky, right?
Yeah, and honestly, there's some cool things they do. You can layer up, and if you go, if some people go to like thrift stores, then put on like layers. Because if you toss things to the side during the race, sweatshirts or blankets or things like that, they do pick them up and then donate them to like a local charity.
Okay, so
which is
so
really
if you're running,
cool.
get head to Target or Walmart and get that cheap little
something on
so,
clearance
you're
or something.
Throw it.
Yes, you can throw it. You can throw it out to the side and it goes to a good cause, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
They are actually getting really strict as far as proof of time is something they require. When you register, you can tell them how quickly you think you'll finish.
Okay.
And in the past, we actually could go based on our training and say, you know, we think we'll finish in X amount of time. And that was that. They put you there. And unless you were trying to finish really fast, they just let you say what you wanted to say and get it right correct.
Yeah.
Apparently that's caused problems, especially in Disneyland, where the course is narrower and they've added
got
all these races in
Disneyland.
Then
you have, so the goal there is to put the fastest people in front and the slowest people in the back so you're not running over each other.
Yes, which is, that makes perfect sense unless you end up in a corral for whatever reason that's not as fast as it should be. So like we actually didn't submit proof of time because we were, nowadays they require proof of time from a licensed race, and it can be a local race. For the half marathon they require a 10K or longer, like a chip-timed race from somewhere in the United States.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about the United States, but a chip-timed race, like an official race somewhere, no virtual races, no clock-timed races. It has to be an official race. So if you can submit proof of time, but they are requiring it for pretty much everybody. If you think you're going to run it faster than getting swept, then you have to provide proof of time, which we knew when I signed up, but then sort of time got away, and they are not allowing. They used to sort of be lenient and allow corral changes after the deadline, and they're not anymore. They're very strict. So we actually ended up in kind of about halfway back, sort of at the front of the slowest corrals, and it's kind of difficult because you're actually then trying
to because you don't want to be the person everybody's passing up, and yet you don't want to be passing everybody.
Right,
so
and it's actually
very
difficult.
Balance.
So our first splits, or our first couple of miles, when we look back on them, are much slower than we expected to run because
we're
in traffic
people.
Jam. Yeah, yeah, I mean, we're literally in the traffic jam, and we're behind a lot of walkers, and I actually walk some of mine. I don't really do intervals anymore, but I walked some of mine, which is another cool thing. There are Jeff Galloway, who's an Olympic runner and best-selling author, and actually he hangs out with everybody at the races, which is really cool. Runs there
is cool.
And is at the expos, and he does this program, these interval programs with running and walking, and it's really good for injury prevention and beginner runners. So you'll see a lot of people doing these run-walk intervals at the Disney races, which just adds that other element of, you know, first-time friendly races, which is really cool. But yeah, if you get back in those, if you're not planning on doing that, you plan on finishing pretty much quicker. I'm still pretty slow, but pretty much quicker than that 16-minute
Well,
pace.
You say you're pretty slow, but there are others that say they're slower, so you need to balance that
right.
out.
Right,
so the first corral left at what time?
5:30.
Okay,
5:30
then
starts with the wheelchair racers. So all of the 10K and up, maybe the 5K, but I think the 10K and up, have like a dedicated wheelchair division that goes first. And then yesterday there was one athlete. Today there were a lot more than that, but then it's Corral A, which is your fastest runners. It's going to be your,
so they're letters, A, B.
Yeah.
So the first Corral A leaves, then how long do you wait before Corral B?
For the half marathon and those kinds, it tends to be about 5 to 6 minutes in between, and then they send off the next ones. As the corrals get slower, it might be 6 to 8. You know, they kind of want people to clear out of the way.
What corral were you in?
Today we were in K out of P.
Okay, so that said, if you're in K, the race starts at 8. What time did you actually start?
We got out at about 6:10, which wasn't bad.
All right, so a little over an hour after 5:30, start.
5:30,
so
not quite, no, 5:30 to 6:10. So
5:30 to 6:10, all right, that's not that bad.
No,
but
wasn't
you
bad
are,
at all.
You need to keep warm there. That's
and yesterday that was really hard. Yesterday, for whatever reason, they had almost 10 to 15 minutes in between each corral. And I thought if they did that today, we would never start because there's so many corrals. They were definitely spaced out more yesterday. And so we stood around for 45 minutes or more. We were in Corral D. Only 3 corrals went in 45 minutes to an hour. And we were
so were they bigger
cold.
Then? Is that?
I don't know. I just really feel like they were just slow.
Did you start in the same place for both races or were they different?
Pretty much. So we were K out of P and
well,
D
physically,
out of...
Where was the...
Oh, no.
Where'd you start? So this is the 10K versus the half.
They're both near the Epcot parking lot. So they're
near the Epcot parking lot.
They're not a place specifically that people will recognize. They're okay. Very backstage areas. So
well,
the one
that's
is,
what I wanted to get to. I don't know where you started, where you went, what
so
did you see?
So the one for the 10K is very back. Is very close to the Epcot parking lot. You meet in the Wonder parking lot at Epcot, and you walk just a little ways. You can see the start line from the Wonder parking lot.
Okay.
You run basically a little ways up a backstage road. You run back that same road, and then you hit the boardwalk area.
Okay.
And the beach, like around that boardwalk beach club.
Did you go through Epcot and then out International Gateway?
Not yet. We went backstage areas.
Okay.
To boardwalk and beach club into International, into actually the other side. We sort of did a figure eight. Backstage areas are like places that I've never even seen. So you kind of don't know where you are. And then you end up, like you pop out in this place in between, like we popped out by the pagoda, I guess it's not, whatever that gates of whatever in China. Like,
oh, wow,
we popped
cool.
out somewhere next to China. And we turned around and I'm like, oh, wait, I thought we'd be on the other side. And now we're on this side. And then we ran around World Showcase. And then we went out the International.
And this is well before World Showcase opened. So there's nobody in the park.
Yeah, nobody in the park.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was it. Just World Showcase for the 10K. And then we went out a different backstage area and in the parking lot. So we basically saw a boardwalk and World Showcase for the 10K. And then the half was, they have a couple different halves.
So the 10K was primarily around the Epcot area.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
which is 6 miles, and you could sort of zigzag around and take. Did you get to go through any cool backstage areas?
Not particularly there.
Okay.
The backstage areas there were like access roads, like
okay.
cast
All
member
right.
roads. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
No cool sights.
Hey,
nothing
look, there's
there.
A castle. So you didn't get
right.
to see Norway and anything
no.
happening behind Norway.
No, no, not at all.
See, that's why
we
I want to run the race.
We actually came in before. Like
that's
Norway was like
why
behind
I want
us.
To run the race.
No,
hold
not
on,
at
wait
all.
A second. I'm gonna.
Let me just sneak back here.
Yeah.
No, the half and the full, you get to see a lot more of the backstage areas. But
okay, so then where'd that one finish? The 10K.
Back in the Epcot parking lot.
Back
pretty
in
much
the parking
exact
lot.
Same spot.
All right,
yeah.
So it starts in parking lot and ends in the parking.
They pretty much both do.
All right.
So then the half.
Do you know that the 5K do something similar? Do you know?
I don't know this time. The half
okay.
K. The half K.
Well, maybe I'll find out next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Right.
The 5K that we've done in the past was pretty much Epcot. It was like Future World and World Showcase, but that's been years and years.
So a 5K is 3.11 miles.
Yes.
A loop around World Showcase is 1.2 miles
yeah, I
or
think
so?
Something. It's definitely less than two.
So one around World Showcase three times and you did it.
That's right. It's not quite that, but yeah. yeah
All right, so let's
then
flip
the half,
to the half.
The half starts, again, in the Epcot parking lot, so they say. You start there, but you actually walk almost 20 minutes to the starting line. Like, everyone is walking in this massive group to
walking
the
away
line.
From Epcot to the starting
Yeah, to somewhere that I have no idea where it is. Like, I'd
okay.
love to see on Google. Maybe we'll look on, like, Google Earth
there
later
you go.
To see what it looks like. Because we're walking nowhere. When we're, like, ending up somewhere, I have no idea where we were. And then this is actually the old, when we ran in 2007, this is the exact same route we did for the half
okay.
then. But they've actually changed the marathon weekend half route. So there's a couple different ones. So it's definitely worth it if you're going to run to look at the Run Disney site a couple months before they'll announce what the route is. But this one is, you start in the Epcot parking lot area,
okay.
used loosely. You run up World Drive to the Magic Kingdom, entrance. Like the gates where you go toward the TTC.
Sure, so you're going right under
World Drive. I mean, you're just like where between,
right
like you look
World
on
Drive.
The map, you're on World Drive. Like.
Which is why traffic is so
yes.
screwed up.
And that's really early at that point, so because that's the first thing.
Or if you're really late leaving Magic Kingdom, they're
yes,
setting it up.
That's right, that's
Another
right. You
story.
Already see it. You already see that, yes. Yeah, I think a few of our Disney nerds friends know about leaving very late.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you run under the gates, like into the TTC area, and for the half, you kind of run. Near like the golf courses and by like the Poly and
like
the
over where okay
basically like the drives the driving
You're
areas
going to
by
the
hotels
left.
Yes
You're sort of going to the left
yeah and
down.
Then you end up at some point and I could be wrong on the timing but you also pass by the Richard Petty Speedway for the
for now,
full
yeah.
we actually ran on it which was
oh,
kind of
really?
Cool
around the banked curves
impossible to run on the banked curves but it was kind of cool now that it is closing
it's not going
to
be yeah. there, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool to have done that. But so you kind of run basically a lot of the parking lot and like the Hess gas station and car care center, nothing super exciting. But then you make it into kind of a side area. You basically come into the Magic Kingdom between the train station and like the Tony's
Tony's Town Square.
Like, basically, there's a backstage area there.
Yeah, okay.
So you come in, you
That's where occasionally it's open for overflow traffic.
Yeah, to leave the park.
Yes. Okay, I know what you mean. So you're running in right there.
You come right in there, which is so cool, because at that point, it's probably the most
spectators. So what time of day are you talking?
I mean, I think they start opening that relatively early, like 6 o'clock, because some of the earliest runners are going to be there.
Okay, and they let people come in to encourage runners as they come in there.
Yes.
And so how much have you run at that point? I mean, are you
for this
2 miles
course,
in, 3 miles in?
No, for this course, by the time you're on Main Street, I guess I should really know the answer, because I never look at the courses nearly as well as I should. Some
That's
people
right.
look at, like,
cool.
the
That's
actual
not, no,
water stops and all that.
It.
I'm not going to win anything, so I don't care. Not in this one, no.
Damn.
No beer sauce.
All right.
Food and wine, or the wine and whatever, has it afterwards. Has wine after.
That's it.
Wine
I'm
and
in
dine
for that
half. And
I'm
yes,
in.
There
no,
you.
Wine and dine 5K.
There is one of those.
Okay, that I'll do.
One of those. But so the coolest thing, the Main Street area has the most spectators, which is really cool. It is packed with people cheering you on, which is really fun. So you turn around the corner, you see the castle. That's really cool. You run through Tomorrowland, which is fun. I mean, just through all
That's
of
cool. And everything's closed. You're just running
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
Pretty
you,
neat.
You run through part of Fantasyland, like by the Mad Tea Party.
Okay.
And just...
You're running right through the park.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's
then
cool.
you turn, you go through the castle from the back underneath, like by Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where
okay.
they're like sprinkling pixie dust in your hair
oh,
as you
that's
go
cool.
by.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
And there's, of course, characters all along the way, which we can talk about, too. There's all kinds of
so
fun
is that,
things
are
going
you
on.
Stopping to get a picture?
A lot of people
waiting,
are.
Or?
A lot of people are in line getting pictures.
So as long as you're ahead of that super yeah. truck that's
yes.
a 16, you run a
which
little bit,
which is another
you
reason
stop.
You want a faster corral, so that you have time to kind of
That's the game.
Cushion.
I get it.
Yeah, you
I
have
get
a little
it.
Bit of a cushion. Because some of the lines are kind of long.
Because
I mean, so
your sweeper truck is going to be a 16-minute mile behind
the last corral. That's it. Yes. Yes.
I get it. I
so
get
you
it.
Have some leeway.
Got it. Get to get in
yes.
an earlier crowd because, okay, I'm going to stop here and get my picture with
And you have
whoever.
Some really, I mean, you have some characters like Jack Sparrow and Minnie and Donald and characters that you can see in the parks. You also typically have, although they were not out this weekend, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs,
nice.
Which you can typically only see at, like, parties.
So this was the princess.
Yeah,
okay,
which,
okay, right, half.
But Snow White,
okay,
she should have been there, so. But I don't know, whatever. There was maybe, yeah, maybe. There was like a hero stop that had Hercules and
cool.
Eric and a couple of other, like, people. They had just, like, a villain stop. So there's some really cool, Tweedledee and Tweedledum were out, which I don't see often
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah,
so some
cool.
really cool people that you could see. And so from Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, you go under the castle, you run through Liberty Square, and you're really, and then Frontierland.
Right.
And then you're really running through pretty much the entire
So right
Magic
through
Kingdom.
Frontierland and back through the entrance, or are you headed out backstage?
Then you head out backstage.
All right, right past the
where
parade
the
building.
And
yes.
that's where you start seeing some cool stuff.
All right,
because
cool.
you go
so you're
out
talking,
kind of past
you're
Splash
basically
Mountain.
Talking by Pecosville, Splash
yes.
Mountain, between the two,
then
running
you exit
straight
backstage.
Out. Right.
Yes.
Where the parade starts your
And
end.
You see parade floats, you see,
that's
you see
pretty
some
cool.
cool stuff. Now, there weren't actually like Festival of Fantasy parade floats. Now, I know when we ran the full in January, all the Christmas parade floats are pretty accessible.
That's
I don't
cool.
know if,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's if they store them differently because they're so big or what. I don't know what the case may be. I didn't see any Festival of Fantasy things, but you can see we saw Splash Mountain boats one time because it was a refurb. Like, so you see all this storage,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
So, like, that's definitely the coolest backstage area for the half. And you're there for a little while. I mean, a little ways backstage, and then you end up back on like the World Drive area again. So you
okay,
leave
so
the backstage
you're going
area,
back,
back to
you're
like
back on World Drive.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so you ran from Epcot all the way to Magic Kingdom, through Magic Kingdom, then back to Epcot.
Yes. So you go back World Drive, basically the
See,
same
now,
way you
all
came.
Of that? All that cool stuff? Now you're on World Drive. That's boring.
Yeah. And to be...
What, did they do anything along there?
There's some, yeah. Not as much as you'd want. But there are there's some marching bands, some cheerleading
cool.
squads, some DJs. Yeah, there's some stuff to entertain you.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are very few spectators. There's very little on those streets
you're on
compared
your own,
to the parks.
Is
yeah.
what you're saying.
Compared to the parks, yes. And then you hit Epcot, and for this route, you do basically a loop around Future World. And not even really around all of Future World. It's basically you enter on one side of Spaceship Earth, run that main drag right toward World Showcase. And then when you get there, you run back around the other side and
okay.
back under Spaceship Earth.
Cool.
Out to the parking lot, you're done. So.
That's cool.
Not bad. Yeah. It's starting in Epcot.
And so you got a medal when you finished each of these.
Yes.
Right? And those are two different medals.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked, when we started, we talked about the glass slipper challenge, which is basically, hey, I have two medals, give me a third
one. Yeah, they basically look you up in the computer, and so long as they've got your, like, bib and chips showing that you finished both of those, then
is
you get your third.
Is there a time limit that you have to finish both? Or you
within
have
the 16-minute pace. So, I mean, just right. finish it correct, you know, actually finish it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, it was cool. It's definitely our, it was our first, like, challenge. And Run Disney has a ton of these now. They have pretty much every run event weekend has so many races to choose from. So if you wanted to come for Marathon Weekend or
Princess Weekend. So typically what I've seen, the Run Disney events aren't in the middle of summer.
No, and I think
probably because
far
it's
too
so hot.
And busy.
And busy.
Yeah.
So you're typically talking October maybe through now, February. That's when they typically go, right?
Well, and then actually, Disneyland, probably because the weather is more
Disneyland
temperate,
different.
Has, like, extends it a little bit. So you typically
so
have January.
There's a 5K on Castaway Key, too. I'd
yes.
like to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, different
you have
subject.
January, typically have Marathon Weekend. February is the Princess.
Which we just, you just did.
And then January actually now is also Star Wars over in Disneyland.
Okay.
And
interesting.
February has the Princess. March, I think, has Tinkerbell half over in Disneyland. And then you start just seeing all these. And then in the fall, you have the Avengers is in November on the West Coast. You have the Wine and Dine on the East Coast in October.
And all of these have medals. So this is a bling fest.
Yes, it is. That's the only reason some of us run. Yeah, so that's exactly the only reason some of us run.
That's what I'm thinking, but yeah. I don't want a princess medal. I want, like, a food and wine medal.
Star Wars medal.
Or a Star Wars medal.
Right?
I'll do that.
Yeah. Well, but each of these weekends, it's cool because they have these family 5Ks that are, like, family friendly. They may or may not even have the same pacing requirements. Stroller friendly, walker friendly.
Interesting. Stroller friendly
cool.
is very
Yeah, very cool. And then they have the larger races, up to at least a half, if not a full marathon. And they typically, each of them, as far as I know, have these challenges where you do two, three, or even four races.
So you did the 10K and the half, which
yes.
is, was there a full marathon as part of this or not?
No.
All right, so was there a different medal for the 5K, 10K, and half?
No, there's not.
Okay,
no.
So... Basically, you got the most bling that you could get in two races.
Yes.
I guess.
Unless, now they also, because of all these different things going on, you can also now get a coast-to-coast medal, which is if you run a half or greater on each coast in less than a calendar year, or within a calendar year.
Okay.
So some people today some people ran Star Wars and the Princess and got their glass slipper challenge and their coast-to-coast and each of their... So they had five medals today.
Today.
Yeah.
The coast-to-coast got to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, so we're at Walt Disney World, and we know that the land here is incredible, and you can easily lay out, you know, 26-point-whatever miles.
Right.
How do you do that in California? Where do you fit all of
now,
this?
We haven't done it, and we want to someday, but from what I understand... Like bike trails in Anaheim neighborhoods, it's very flat and very temperate. Not all that exciting. Like
okay.
the parks themselves
are small.
Are so
yeah,
small.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like running around inside.
Yeah, and
of
I haven't
World
looked
Showcase. Or how many laps around World Showcase to do a marathon?
That would be
awful.
That too. No, that would not be fun.
Eventually, that's boring.
Yeah, exactly. So right. I've heard that those courses are not nearly as much to look at, but. You get some cool medals. And they have Star Wars and Avengers. Like, that's so cool.
That is cool.
That's
so
really cool.
So what's next? Because I've always looked at... Here's what I've learned. I've run 5Ks before. Never run Disney, but I've done it. And the way that you get incentive to get ready for it is to register for it.
Yes.
Because the day that you register is the day you've committed to do it.
Especially at a Run Disney event that costs a lot of money.
Not just the event, but you also got to get here.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure there's logistics involved. Where do you start? I mean, these things are always sold out when I think
yes.
I'm going to do it. Where do you start?
That's exactly it. Like, you have to know. So they typically, I was looking today, the next, like, for November, they are registering in March and April. So what's that like?
So November, that's the food and wine?
November is food and wine here on the East Coast and Avengers on the West Coast.
Okay.
For 1 weekend apart.
So I want to do the food and wine festival.
Those are almost 8 months apart. I mean, you're registering almost
eight months in advance.
And you have to know that you want to do it because right now, the Wine and Dine is November 6th and 7th. Registration goes on sale March 17th.
November 6th and 7th, 2015.
Yes. And March 17th, which is a couple weeks from now.
St. Patrick's Day.
Those will go on sale. And March 17th, they will probably be sold out.
So St. Patrick's Day, if you want to run in October, you have to register.
Yes.
So if you want to do the 5K, the 10K, is there a half?
Sometimes that, yeah. Sometimes the 5K lasts a little longer. Sometimes the challenges will let you last a little longer or sell out early. And there are some like bloggers and things that keep track of like historically which ones sell out and whatever. So, but yeah, you pretty much have to know I want to do this. And that's kind of how we ended up doing the glass slipper challenge. I ended up doing the glass slipper challenge because it technically, okay, so this is another interesting point. DVC members, for sure, and maybe annual pass holders register several days earlier.
Ooh, okay.
So you're going to get and I don't have the date for that, you're going to get a spot. But if you then forget or don't decide to do it right away and then you wait for the regular registration to open and you miss the first hour or whatever, you may or may not get your spot. So we were like, oh, I got an email that it was opening up, and that's something you can do. You can go to rundisney.com for the specific event. You click on the event, and it'll say, email me to remind me to sign up, which is kind of nice. It'll give you like a week reminder and then a day of reminder or a day before reminder that, hey, you got to sign up soon. This is how you do it. Make an active.com account. Like, it'll really, they know that it's hard to get a spot, so they make you aware of what you need to do, and they really try to help you do that. But so we basically were like, yeah, I think I want to do this. And so we got the email, and I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to do it. Because you have to decide, like, that quickly.
So
you have to decide.
Is there any flexibility if I signed up and then something came up, I can't do it? Can I transfer it to you?
No, definitely not transferable.
Okay.
They say non-refundable, non-transferable, nothing. Like, no anything. It's done.
Wouldn't you love to be in that spot to be able to say, sorry, we got your money, you're done?
No, no kidding. Now, technically, I have heard of, you know, medical things that come up.
Things come up.
Where they will allow you to... I actually had this come up last year. I asked about the full last year, even if I could transfer into half the same year. They won't do that. They said you can do the same event 1 year later one time.
And that's same not, event
that's
1 year
not,
later. One,
that's
okay.
Not advertised. That's not official.
Yeah. It's
like that's they might not do that again if you call. But that's happened where they say you can do it again next year if you want. But that's it. Like they've got your money and they're not going to give it back to you.
Yeah.
So.
So, do you have a training regimen? What do you do to get ready? Do you start? Do you hit the treadmill? It's hard back in the north. There's snow on the ground. I know that.
I write down a lot of running dates on my calendar. And
I do. I write down a lot of workout things on my calendar.
And then I run sometimes. As it gets really close, I make sure that I run at least once a week. No, I am a fan of the Galloway like method. I don't actually do it the whole run walk intervals exactly as he says. But what I like the most about it is some running plans will have you running 5 days a week, and I have three young kids and
that's
I'm
hard.
In the snow. I can't do it. Like I can't do it. So if I tried to do that, I would just never succeed. So what he does is Tuesday, Thursday short runs, 30, 45 minutes just to keep yourself moving.
Sure.
And then a long run on the weekend. And people actually can get really good times with this. So there's a lot of different training plans out there. There's another guy named Hal Higdon who has some great training plans. You can really even like Google it. Runner's World has some options for, you know, novice runners or finishing for time, finishing to get across the finish line upright is what one of them says. There's all kinds of options.
And so we keep saying run Disney, but we also talked about the 16-minute mile pace is a brisk walk.
Yeah.
So it, for a 5K, here's the way I look at it. You can do a brisk walk on a treadmill for 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah,
you
right.
did 3.11
right.
miles. So it's definitely
it's
something
attainable,
that
for sure.
It's attainable, and that's where you start.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's honestly the reason when I first started even considering it back in, like, 2000, I guess we would have registered in early 2006 because we were registered almost a year. When I first started considering it even, I was really motivated by the people that were, there's one lady in particular who had, you know, gastric bypass surgery. She had come from a completely different place than me, had never really done a lot of physical activity, a lot of working out. She was training for a half, and she went from being winded going to her mailbox to walking a half.
That's awesome.
And I was like,
that's awesome.
Okay, like, you can do this. Like, anyone
absolutely.
Can do this. Like,
yeah.
And I don't,
you don't
want to
have
make
to
it
run
sound
it.
Flippant.
You
like,
don't
it
have
is,
to run it.
It's
that's
work,
the, yeah.
but like, it's doable. And when I first trained my first mile, I wrote a post about this. I'm not exaggerating saying that my first mile as an adult, I really thought I was going to die. Like, I couldn't breathe.
It was back to high school again.
It was awful. Like, worse, because then I was older. I thought I was going to die. But then I ran 13 miles. Like, so it you build up slowly. You take the time. You give yourself a lot of, you know, grace and a lot of room to not run every
That's
week.
Awesome.
And I think that if you have never done it before, you don't plan for a 16-week training plan by signing up for the race 16 weeks ahead of time. So on one hand, this need to register for Run Disney races 8 months in advance is kind of nice.
It gives you that kick in the butt that says,
yeah,
hey, you're in, you're on the hook.
Also gives you a ton of time. Because if you can still take this 16-week plan, and some of this might plot 16 weeks from the day back and not start running until then, but others of us will start running right away and give yourself lots of time for missed weeks when it's snowing or you're sick or you have a sick kid or you don't feel like running. And that really gives you a lot of time to be able to finish what you signed up for.
Yep.
It might not be your fastest time. It might not. You're not going to. I mean, I don't know. If somebody listening is going to win, that's awesome. And I'd be there to cheer them on. But most of us are not going
to
win, right?
No.
Like, most of us are
no.
not going to sign up to win.
No, I'm not in the first. I'm not
I'm
in
not
A.
I'm not going to win my age division, even. Like, I'm not going to win anything. Like, I'm not winning. But you can finish, which is really cool. So
and that's all you need to do to get the medal.
Yes.
To get the bling.
Yes. And we're actually looking at these medal displays at the expo, and we were looking at these 10 hook
ones. What's the expo? What
you could pick up your race packet and your t-shirts. Oh, in addition to medals, you get like a bag and
t-shirt. I saw
like,
a lot
like
of those.
Three, well, however many races you do, you get like dry fit shirts.
Okay,
yeah, so
I saw
a lot
of those
goodies.
In the parks today.
You get some goodies, probably not as much as you pay for, but you get some goodies. And so you go to pick those up, and there's also a bunch of vendors there, like selling some race, you know, different kinds of race gear and t-shirts and some other cool things. So when I start talking about the expo, what did I say about that? I don't remember.
So where is the expo?
It is at Wide World of Sports.
Wide World of Sports. Okay.
In two
that
different
makes
buildings
sense.
There. Yeah.
All right.
So, and there's
I've never
bus
been
transportation there,
there,
so.
And that's where you get your race packet. That's where everything gets started.
Yep.
And it's... Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
we
cool.
We can keep going,
so,
that's for sure.
Yeah, it's
but
really neat.
So, RunDisney.com, that's where
yes,
you start,
yes, that's
right?
where you get everything, yeah. Absolutely, because you can, like I said, you can get the emails that remind you of a specific event. You can look at the events. They actually have the dates already for, basically it's like rolling. So, the marathon weekend for 2015 finished because it was January, and they have the dates on and the information for January 2016. So pretty shortly after an event finishes,
they
start getting you ready for the next year.
And that makes sense.
So currently they have other fun runs. Now these are Expedition Everest Challenge was sort of an obstacle run, so they're getting into that, although that's...
Yeah, they're skipping that this year. There's a little construction at Animal Kingdom.
Well, and the Tower of Terror 10-miler is a really fun one that I've heard is a nighttime race, which
you
is definitely
what?
Not on the schedule this year
because of construction.
But
they'll be back,
they're
I'm
branching
sure.
out into some really fun, you know, different kinds of races. Too,
so
definitely RunDisney.com, the place to look for all the updates and be reminded to register since you have to, like, it's like opening day tickets to a sporting event. You have to like get
so
on and line
that.
Up. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I think it's easy because it's St. Patrick's Day this year. So I am going to get into the 5K.
There you go.
So,
but then we'll
said,
have to move the Disney Nerds meet because that's like 2 weeks later.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So this is beautiful here. We're at Narcoossee's.
Yeah.
I am going to get a purple haze. There's probably a drink on the menu here that you might like.
There's
and you've
few,
deserved
yeah.
it for sure. Congratulations on
That's
finishing
this
the
is
last
a great, This
clipper.
Is a great way to finish the weekend before
Absolutely.
We go home with snow again tomorrow.
I don't want to think about that.
No,
but
no,
anyway, hey, thank you guys for listening.
yeah.
I hope you learned a little about Run Disney. RunDisney.com and check out the DisneyNerds.com.
Yeah.
We'll see you. Thanks.
Yeah.
So that's it for show number 73. Pretty good information from Jen there. I really was interested in hearing a lot about that. And Sam might have a partner in that 5K next year. So we'll see how that goes. If you want to get in touch with the show, please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. And don't forget, you can stop by our Facebook pages. We have a group page called The Disney Nerds, and we also have a Facebook page for the podcast, The Disney Nerds Podcast. So stop by either page and say hello. And again, this is it for 73. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you later. Gungaloosh.
Please stand clear of doors and hold on to handrails. The shuttle will be departing momentarily for gates 30 through 59.
Whether you call Central Florida home or your favorite travel destination, we hope that you will return soon. Have a pleasant flight.
Orlando and Central Florida have so much to offer. There's a good chance you didn't see and do it all. So please come back and visit us again very soon. This is Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer, and we do hope you enjoyed your Orlando experience.
Please hold on to the handrails. When the shuttle stops, please exit for gates 30 through 59.
Congolese.